Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. That's right. 7 until the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. We got a great visit, have a great visit with our good friend Terry Neese, the president, the CEO of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women, IEEW.org, organization that I'm so happy to be able to say that I've supported since the beginning and continue to do so. I think they do a wonderful job spreading peace. You know, Terry, my audience, before you, when you were still at the other organization that you also founded, I was subscribing to and quoting, paraphrasing maybe I should say, Frederick Bastiat, the French 19th century economist / comedian. He was a pretty funny guy, but he said, "When goods cross borders, armies don't."
Yeah, that's right.
And I've always believed that. To my knowledge, so far, no country with a McDonald's has ever attacked another country with a McDonald's.
Right. You know, and democracies normally don't war against each other.
Right.
And if you're doing business between each other, it's better to do business than to be at war with each other.
Right.
And usually, if you're doing business, you're not warring against
each other. And this is the thing. What Terry's doing, folks, is educating about business, educating about trade, about doing business with each other, about giving back, about paying it forward, about accepting something from people who aren't like you so that you'll feel more likely to give to other people who may not be like you. And this is one of the reasons why I think what Terry's doing, and there probably are other people out there doing different things in different parts of the world that are spreading this kind of thing. And Terry, what I've said for a long time is that if we can somehow get small business owners around the world, if we can get small business owners to talk to each other around the world, we could solve these conflicts in probably a year and a half.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Because you know what's good for small business, Terry, is good for the world.
Yes, that's right. And much more productive. So it's, you know, what we're trying to do in these countries is to make sure that we're building democracies in both of these countries.
Mm-hmm.
And this way they don't war against each other. And we're trying to bring out the positives in both countries. By the way, we'll have about 30 women from Afghanistan and Rwanda in the United States in July.
Right. They'll be coming over to finish up their training, right?
They are, and then they'll also live in.
By the way, hold on, Terry. These are people who had to qualify to come here. They had to compete.
Yes.
They had to compete to come here.
Yes.
And it wasn't a beauty pageant.
No, it's
even though they're beautiful, it wasn't.
they're beautiful inside and out, aren't they?
Yeah.
But they do have to compete. They have to attend class. They have to take tests. They have to write a business plan. They have to own their own business and prove it by sending us a registration
mm-hmm.
certificate. And so we'll have 30 of them here. They'll arrive July 7th, and they'll participate in a boot camp, deeper leadership development, and then they'll live and work with a woman entrepreneur here somewhere in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Dallas at the AT&T University, we host an International Women's Economic Summit. The ambassador from Afghanistan and Rwanda will be with us. Graduation will be the evening of July 17th, and it will be held at the Bush Presidential Library. So those of you out there that are listening, and this is in Dallas, Texas, the summit will be held on the 17th, and graduation will be that evening. It's a great time to come and
mm-hmm.
meet people from third world countries who don't have it as good as we do, and they would love to learn from you. And sometimes just a five-minute conversation makes all the difference in the world. Frankly, American women say to me, I learn a lot more from them than they learn from me.
Well, I'll tell you what. if you've ever been, if you've ever woke up in the morning as a small business owner and had it felt like having a pity party, if you go see what these people have gone through to be where they are and what they're hoping to accomplish, and you have never seen smiles bigger than on these ladies.
Yeah.
When you hear their stories and you hear what they're trying to accomplish, you won't ever have a pity party as an American small business owner again.
Yeah, no, that's right. You feel really grateful that you live in this country.
And it's worth the trip just to see the fashion of the Rwandan women.
Oh, my goodness.
It's amazing. The outfits that they wear, the colors will knock your eyes out. Hey, Terry, thanks so much for being here. Good job. I'm so proud of you and all your people. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. Appreciate being on.
Terry Neese, ladies and gentlemen, IEEW.org. Check it out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.